There sits the lady back here. Young sign of the children. Man, no treat, no train, no deep violent laughter. No boss at all, but she loves her husband, loves her children, sings, teaching little Bible verses, little portion, makes cakes and pies, makes dinner, cleans house, and there when he left, and she's there when he comes home. He don't worry about her running off. He don't. She's just faithful and obedient and sober and submissive and cooperative and just takes teaching like she ought, dresses like she ought, worships the Lord, lifts her hand, prays, cries, seeks the Lord. What is she doing? She's just doing what God told her to do. If she's doing what God told her, she's got the mind of God. That's God's mind. If you've got the mind of God, you've got the mind of the Spirit. When you've got the mind of the Spirit, you're being spiritual. Let me tell you something else while we're at it. And I know her well enough to say this. If she opens that door, he opens that door at night when the work day is over, and she meets him in the doorway, and you throw her arms around him and hugs him and kisses him until he drops his lunch pail and falls backwards down the steps and comes up for more. You know what she's doing? She's being spiritual. Y'all don't believe that, do you? And I know him well enough to say this, Lord, give a double portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, oh, if you do that, you're carnal. Is that so? Who told him to do that? What did God say? He said, told the elderly lady, he said, teach the young women to love their husbands. Well, you know what Paul said? Let us not love in word only. But he said, in deeds. Put it into practice. Some say, oh, don't you remember all these old goofy old ideas Pentecost? You have some old ladies in Pentecost. They get so spiritual, they just want to get them another room. Pentecost had a lot of that in it. Oh, yeah, there was a group down in Indianapolis one time, believed in making love to the Lord. Just pray all night. Worship. Cry and love God. Man, I wouldn't want my wife to sob all the while she's telling me she loves me. Who wants soggy romance? I got tired of that one church I was at. In fact, I go there quite often. About four times a week. And man, I've been places where they get up and testify. I love the Lord. You mean so much to me. I don't want to go to heaven. And then when their testimony's over, they sit down. It's all over. I mean, they're not really broke up. They're not really crying. They're not really touched. It's just something they've got into. They copied somebody that bawled one time. If you feel more like repenting when you testify, why testify? Just come repent. The Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance. The place for bawling and squalling and spitting, that's for prayer room and for altars. When you're repenting, you need to cry, and if you've got a burden of prayer, you need to cry. But when you're praying the Lord, dry that up. Then come before Him with gladness. I get so weary of that. I just looked down and I said, oh, shut up! Shout hallelujah, don't shout at all! This ain't a ballroom, we got a nursery for crying black. Said, don't you believe in crying? Sure! There's times when my feelings and emotions get me where I want to go somewhere and cry out and have a good prayer meeting with God. But how can you come before me with gladness and with singing and clap your hands and dance? And bawl all at the same time. You could if it were real. But some of this stuff is just a lot of junk. Amen. All right. Come on. Lord, help me get into that. Now, what brought all that on? Huh? Well, I know, but I'm lost now somewhere here. Help. All right. Somebody said, oh, but these old ladies, they thought they were being spiritual by bypassing all that. And they were being carnal. Because the only thing that's really spiritual is the mind of the Spirit. And this is the mind of the Spirit. This is God's mind. This is God's thoughts. And if you've got the mind of God, you've got the mind of the Spirit. When you've got the mind of the Spirit, you're being spiritual. And there's a mind of God for every walk of life. What is the mind of God for a young man? We already discussed it. What is the mind of God for a young lady? And if you're doing what the Bible told you to do, you've got the mind of God. You've got the mind of the Spirit. Now, I know this is too much for some of you. You ain't going to take it. And you can't understand my teaching. I'm telling you that when a woman gets up and dresses herself and cleans her house and cooks her husband's meals and puts them on the table and clears the thing off and gets herself ready to church and in half-weeds decent frame of mind and shows him love and affection and kindness and cooperation and all things, that she is being spiritual-minded. It's the mind of God for her to do that. God told her to do that. That was, you know what God told a woman? He said, let me give you a piece of my mind. God told a young man, said, let me give you a piece of my mind. That's what the Bible is. It's a piece of God's mind. Hallelujah to God. That was you when you got, when you bring your life in harmony with the Word of God, you've got the mind of God. And anything more is no good because you're trying to add to the words of God. And anything less is no good because you're trying to talk with the mind of God. What kind of a mind do you have? What kind of a mind have you got? A man, just think, be in a place where everybody had the same mind that Christ Jesus had. You've got the Holy Ghost, wonderful. Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you have the mind of Christ? Now, I got a lot written down I didn't even get to. I didn't get no farther. But there's a mind of God for every walk of life. There's a mind of God for every walk of life. If you're an employee, there's a mind of God. What is the mind of God for an employee? It says to serve your masters with your heart and do it as unto the Lord, not with eye service, not just when they're looking, but give them an honest, decent day's work. Be them on time, quit on time. Do what's expected of you. Be a good servant, in other words. That's the mind of God. What if you got a kid in the church claiming the Holy Ghost, but he don't want to go to work? And he doesn't want to be there all the time, and he calls up every other day and says he's sick, and he's really lazy. And yet he wants to be spiritual. He wants to shout and rejoice, what have you. My friend, you haven't got the mind of God. There's more to the mind of God than just spooky spiritualism. Having the mind of God is more down to earth than a lot of folks think. What is the mind of God? The mind of God is whatever God had in His mind. I know what He had in His mind because He had it written for me. One day God put His Spirit on holy men and they wrote His mind. Prophets read the mind of God and they wrote it down. Hallelujah to God. Do you have the mind of God? Now, we didn't even develop this like we could. I suppose that time is gone, isn't it? After 3 o'clock. What time is it? 10 after 3. Well, that's okay. That's okay. We'll just develop this later. And if you think you can take it, come back. Hallelujah. We'll get into it a little deeper, and it'll be a lot easier to kind of enjoy than this. Hallelujah. But we need the mind of God. Okay. All right. I ought to get him. All right. But God's words are his thoughts. Now we'll get into it. I took too long today trying to make a point on this thing, but the rest of it is not near so touchy. You know, there are some subjects in Pentecost that are real sensitive, and everybody's feelings run real high. Well, the rest of this isn't quite so bad, you know. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, this is the mind of God. When you get Bible for it, you got the mind of God. If you don't have Bible for it, you haven't got the mind of God. If you haven't got the mind of God, you've got some other mind. God's mind is spiritual. Your mind is carnal. To be carnally minded is death. Okay? Did he come back? Little boy. I thought Mother Spell shrunk there for a minute. All right. This is the mind of God. Now you ladies, it's time to get the iron board out and there, just tell yourself, this is the mind of God. You what? Time to quit, Brother Spell. Everybody said amen. That's the mind of God.